LS3 4.17.
In conclusion, we can see that there are a number of general factors that need to be taken into account when making a decision about how to allocate resources, such as money. These include estimations of the risks and benefits involved in any choice, as well as considerations of the amount of the resource available, and also the priorities with which it might be needed. However, there are a number of external factors such as bias and time pressure which can influence this decision. The research evidence which I've presented here suggests that many people do not make such choices by rationally considering every factor. An interesting question that this raises is whether people who rationally consider all the alternatives actually make better decisions than those whose decision-making process is irrational or intuitive. It might be the case that people do not need to consider every possible factor in order to make a good decision about how to allocate the resources available to them. However, the answer to that question is outside the scope of my presentation. Thank you very much for listening. Are there any questions?